House lights are back on. We're ready to roll here on the home opener for Warsaw as they take on Homestead. The last time Warsaw beat Homestead in boys basketball, 2016. Kyle Mangus, Paul Marindette, Riley Rhodes and company beat Homestead and went 20-0 to start the season, eventually ended up in the semi-state. Up she goes, tip-controlled. Warsaw wins the tip. Homestead comes out in a man-to-man defense. Martin Finlinson left side for Carson Gould. Gould up the baseline, ran into Rogers. Spins his way in the lane, couldn't shoot. Now Martin between the circles, back it out to the center circle. Now angle left. Martin pressured there, gets rid of it to Berger between the rings. Berger dribbles left, now winds it up. Drives to the lane, kicks it out. Finlinson for an open three, rimming, no. Rebound grabbed by Roudenbush for Homestead. Up the far side comes Rogers, right in front of the Warsaw bench. Now for Graber, near side for Weaver. Weaver to the top for Roudenbush. Bounces to the left for Rogers. Rogers runs into Jaeger and backs it out. I don't blame him one bit. Played almost a minute, still no score. Swinging around to Rogers down here below us, left corner. Starts in on Berger, couldn't get very far. And a whistle and traveling call. There was contact on the near side, but there could have been a foul called against the Tigers. None was. Out of bounds to Warsaw. Warsaw won the JV game 36-34. Warsaw won the freshman game also 36-34. Gould hands back to Berger and went right through his hands. It's taken away. Three on one the other way. No look pass to the left for Smith. He had a shot blocked by Finlinson, and play goes on. Up ahead to Martin at midcourt. Martin angles it to the free throw line, down to the left block, spins back in, puts it up. Oh, no, a little heavy. That's the shot that put the Tigers back ahead against Columbia City. Oh, and then Graber should have been called for double dribble. He grabbed the ball, had nobody to pass to, and then just started dribbling, and everyone missed it. On the drive, Weaver down the lane, a whistle and a hand-checking foul called against the Tigers. This would be Jaeger, his first. First on either team in the game. 6:21 left to go in our first quarter. Out of bounds to Rogers down below us. Warsaw to man-to-man. On the inbounds, they get it into Weaver. Weaver spins into Jaeger, backs down in, shot blocked, and taken out of there by the Tigers. Gould up ahead to Martin. Martin all the way out the other side, and it's going to be out of bounds to Warsaw. Brent Martin got down to the right block and just stopped and had no intention of shooting that ball. We saw that toward the end of the JV game when the Tigers started getting passive and Homestead made their comeback. Martin and a whistle, and we're going to have a foul called, and this is going to be a foul against Homestead. Berger set a screen, and somebody from Homestead ran through it. It's going to be against Owen Smith, his first, out of bounds to Warsaw. On the inbounds, Jaeger on the block, trying to back his way in, stumbled, lost the ball, taken away. Homestead at midcourt, ball tipped and grabbed by Graber at the midcourt line. Down to the right corner, wide open. Smith for three, rimming, good. Well, that ball hit the rim three times before it fell in. Homestead has the first basket of the game. Jaeger across the line, dribbles left, hands off to Finlinson. Finlinson back to the left wing, Berger a turnaround three. That's way off the mark. Rebounds grabbed by Graber for Homestead. He'll hand it back to Rogers. Up the right sideline for Roudenbush. Around to the near corner. Smith from the other side for three, and that one goes right through. And right away, Matt Moore wants timeout. Timeout, Tigers. It is a 30. We'll take it. 5:24 left to go in the opening quarter. Homestead leads 6-0. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. After the Tiger timeout, 6-0, Warsaw trails. Carson Gould on the drive. He lost the ball on the drive in the lane. It's taken away by Homestead. Rogers, a cross-court pass, tipped out of bounds and off of Smith's foot, and it belongs to the Tigers again. Warsaw starting this game the way they ended the last one by turning it over a lot and giving up opportunities to try to score. Carson Gould, Drew Solvitz into the game. That happened during that last timeout. Bricker into the game, top of the circle, driving right, whistle, hand-checking foul call. And if this is on Smith, that's his second, and that's who it's going to be. Owen Smith picks up his second foul with 4:57 left to play in the quarter. And Warsaw's going to put the ball in bounds before Homestead can get him out. Bricker, right wing, to the elbow. Lost the ball. Taken away. Stolen by Smith. He'll race down on Trey Davis, who puts it up, and a whistle and a foul called. Smith will go to the free throw line. Trey Davis with the foul. And Warsaw continues to have troubles hanging on to this basketball. Homestead, not a tall group, but they are a physically strong group, and they are pushing Warsaw around within the confines of the rules. I do not wish to say otherwise. Free throw by Smith is good. He had five in their opening win over Huntington North, a game in which they were ahead by more than 20 points in the fourth quarter, ended up winning by 14. Smith shoots for his eighth point in the first 3 minutes, and it rolls in. Smith will come out with those two fouls. They will bring in Peyton Reinhart, who had 12 points in the win over Huntington North, who will be here tomorrow. He'll be on the air starting at 6:10 for JV coverage on News Now Warsaw. Martin, left side, Bricker. Down to Gould outside the block on the left. Backing his down way down in. Fakes, got trapped. Shoots it anyway, missed it. Rebound tipped by Sullivan, grabbed by Weaver for Homestead. Here come the Spartans. In transition, Reinhart. Back for Graber. They'll swing it around to the right side. On the drive, Rogers. Fakes, throws it across court. Now Graber to the near corner, Routenbush. Back to the top for Reinhart. Outside the arc, Weaver into the corner. Routenbush for three. No good. And a whistle and a foul called against Homestead. Trey Davis had good position. Graber with the foul, his first. Team's third of the quarter, 4:10 left in it. Homestead with an 8-0 lead. And if I recall right, Warsaw's only taken two shots. Sullivan, right sideline for Carson Gould. Out to Drew Sullivan. Drives the left side of the lane. Couldn't get very far. Kicks it back out to Carson. Carson will bring it out and reload it. Bricker, left side Sullivan, down to the baseline for Carson Gould. Gould back to Trey Davis on the weave. He finds some space, and he missed the wide-open layup. He had a wide-open layup, and I think the ball hit the backboard padding on its way up and never got over the rim. Couldn't be a worse start here for the Tigers. Reinhart down below us, now to Weaver. Hands back to Rogers. 3.5 minutes left to go in the first quarter. Deep right corner, three on the way by Graber. Way off the mark. Sullivan couldn't grab the rebound, and there's a foul called against Weaver. Weaver with his first. That's already four team fouls on Homestead. Finlayson in for Davis for the Tigers. Three Spartans checking in. Mac Welker, a freshman, checks into the contest. Marshawn Winfield, a 6'4 junior, is in for the Spartans as well. And Aiden Good, and he's a 6'2 junior. Tigers still looking for points. Played almost 5 minutes. They have not scored. Gould picked up with nobody to throw it to. He got it to Bricker. Bricker drives in the lane to a double team, forced it up and in. Bricker finally gets Warsaw on the board at 3:03 of the opening quarter. It's 8-2 Homestead. Bricker put his head down. He's going to try to get to the basket there and got far enough. On the weave, far side for Warfield. Warfield pressured by Sullivan way up near the timeline. Right side for Reinhart. Reinhart drives the free throw line, spins and shoots over Bricker and missed it. And Finlayson's got the rebound for Warsaw. Robbie up the far side of the center circle. Back to Sullivan for three. No good. A rebound's grabbed by Homestead. And we're going to have a foul called against the Spartans. The official underneath the basket called a foul against Homestead. Welker's going to get the foul, his first. That's team five. Free throws coming up for Warsaw. They're in the bonus for the last 2:30 of the opening quarter. And it's Brant Martin going to the free throw line to shoot two. Remember, no more one and ones. It's all two shots from here on out. And the first one's good. Martin's first point. He was 3 of 6 on Saturday, including 2 out of 4 in that final minute. 19 points, tied his career high at 19 against Portage here last year. He makes both free throws here. Warsaw scored the last four. They trail 8-4. 2.5 minutes left to go opening quarter here on the home opener. Rogers against Carson Gould. Far side for the freshman Welker. Welker picks up his dribble, finds Reinhardt, who's just a sophomore. Ball goes through the hands of Warfield. He'll pick it up and drive, and had a shot blocked by Sullivan. It's loose, and we're going to have a foul called, and it's going to be another foul on Homestead. Sullivan stuffed it, grabbed it. It got knocked away. Warfield picks up the foul. That's his first. So Warsaw, more free throws coming. It should be Sullivan shooting. Does Drew know it? Oh, yes, now he does. He's like, oh, me? Okay. Cornerback for Bart Curtis football team who missed most of the season with a torn ligament in his ankle. And Drew puts the first one in. He did not score in the opener at Columbia City. Berger in for Gould at 2:06 of quarter one with Warsaw down by three, but Sullivan can make it two if he can extend this Tiger run to a 6-0 run. One dribble, two dribbles, three dribbles, shoots, and scores. Drew has his first two of the season and the game. 8-6, Warsaw within two. Across the line comes Reinhardt, far side of center, Bricker guarding him. Out to the center circle, Aiden Good, now to the near side for Welker. Welker out to the top, ball went through the hands of Rogers, but he's able to control. Back to the far side, Welker, up the baseline, spins, but threw it back out to Rogers. Good swings it around for Reinhardt. Reinhardt down to the corner for Warfield. Out at the top, Rogers, an NBA three, no good, and Finlinson will let it bounce through the cheerleaders and out of bounds, and Warsaw has a chance to tie with 95 seconds left to go in the quarter. Meidenberger will walk it up, now jog it up across the line. Finlinson to the free throw line, backs down in, 12 feet out, needs help, finds Bricker, and a foul is going to be called against Reinhardt. Reinhardt called for holding. Chris Johnson's looking up the board and says, I know it says 5-2, but it really is 7-2. Imagine under the old rules, Warsaw would shoot free throws the rest of the half. Bricker's free throw is in. Luke with three first quarter points. He had 11 points on Saturday, including 3 out of 5 for three-point range. Jaeger back in for Sullivan. Warsaw looking for their 8th straight point in the game and looking to tie the game at 8. Bricker shot 89% from the free throw line a year ago. And the junior puts it up and puts it in. Tie game, our first tie of the night in either of our games. It's 8-8. Warsaw looking to press a little bit. Homestead beats it. Good, deep right corner. Picks up his dribble. The bench trying to stir something up here. Out of the right wing. A drive down in, a whistle, and neither official called anything. Neither official called a thing. They both blew their whistles, and neither one of them called anything. And they called a foul against Luke Jaeger. How in the world is that a foul on Jaeger? So with 1:08 left to go in the quarter, Jaeger's got two fouls. He has to sit down. Sullivan right back into the fray. Reinhardt to throw it in, and they get it into Weaver. Weaver runs over Sullivan. There's an offensive foul. Weaver, it seems, surprised. He now has two fouls. The way this is going, the benches could play really pivotal roles in how this game turns out tonight, because the fouls are mounting quickly. That is 13. No, check that. I take that back. That's 11 fouls in this quarter alone. Warsaw with a chance for their first lead. They've scored 8 straight. Berger across the line, far side. Off of Sullivan's screen, almost fell down. Bounces to Bricker above the block. Wheels in the lane, falls and fires from 12. Off the mark, Sullivan the rebound. Finds a Cuddy Martin for two. Martin scores his first field goal. He's got 4. Warsaw has the lead for the first time. It's 10-8. 38 seconds left to play in our opening period. Good. Out by the volleyball line, hands back to Reinhardt. Pressure by Bricker, got around him, stumbled, the ball tipped out of bounds, last touch by Finlinson, So remains Spartan ball with 28 seconds left to shoot for Homestead. Reinhart will throw it in. Bricker in front of him. And he's having trouble getting it in. He'll lob it out to midcourt, and it's caught there by Welker, who gets free, but did not take it to the basket. Got as far as the three-point arc and then stopped. Graber down below us to Warfield. 18 seconds. Cross-court pass Welker. He's open and shooting. He shot an air ball. Rebound to Finlinson for the Tigers. 13 seconds left. Finlinson up the far side. Back to a cunning Sullivan. Far side to Martin. Martin makes a drive around Welker, and he got it stripped away and taken away. Stolen away. Here comes Graber. Up ahead and good. Puts it up and in, and a foul. Good scores to end the run. How in the world was that not travel? How many steps did he get? Score the field goal. Berger's going to get the foul, his first. The three gentlemen in stripes have not had a very good first quarter. Good. We had 5 points in the opener, looking for a three-point play. He's tied the game at 10. He's given Homestead the lead. Warsaw has 6/10 of a second left to do something with it. They'll just throw it in, and that will do it for quarter one. 11-10, Homestead with a lead at the end of the first. We'll start quarter two in 60 seconds on News Now Warsaw.